Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. Are you exercising all wrong? Well, I certainly hope not, and I hope I'm not exercising all wrong either. So thank goodness we've got the fantastic Myatt Murphy. He's the author of 10 books and former fitness editor of Men's Health. Hello, Myatt. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
It's so nice to have you on. All right, so let's talk about this, because if people are exercising and they're doing it wrong, how frustrating. They might not be seeing results. They might be getting injured. What do you see when people aren't exercising right? And what is the right way to exercise?
That's a great question. I think most people can relate to the fact that they look at their bodies and they find body parts they wish were different, perhaps a little leaner, perhaps a little bigger or stronger. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. Most people weight train according to their goals. And that can sometimes overtrain certain muscle groups and leave you undertraining others. And it puts a body out of balance. So if all your muscles aren't being trained equally, it can reduce your body's potential when it comes to strength, burning fat, make you more susceptible to injury. So the trick is to not think about your muscles, but think about motion. And if you incorporate a series of exercises that either push a weight, pull a weight, and swing a weight into one routine, it's the quickest, easiest way to ensure that you get a full body workout that's balanced.
Now, Myatt, I believe there was a name for this. Was it called mirror syndrome or something else where people are kind of hunched forward and their chest would be big and their arms are big because they're focusing so much on the front of their body and ignoring the back? And that's where you get those imbalances you were talking about.
You're absolutely right. They call that the mirror muscle syndrome. And a lot of people will look at themselves in the mirror, and it's almost like doing a comb over. They don't see themselves from every direction. They think they look perfect from the front. They don't realize that they're being seen from all sides, right? So they'll focus on the muscles that are in the front, the chest, the shoulders, the triceps, and the quadriceps, but they forget about their lower back, their upper back muscles, their trapezius, the muscles that matter that help pull those muscles in front back in balance. And that's where you get a lot of elbow and knee injuries and lower back problems.
Well, let's talk about this book of yours, Push, Pull, and Swing. Give us some three simple pieces of equipment that we use to do these things.
Well, the most effective and easiest and most inexpensive pieces of equipment you can use are dumbbells, kettlebells, and sandbags. And they are the most versatile because you can bring them, you can do them at home. You don't have to worry about having a gym membership. But be honest, you can create hundreds, if not thousands, of workouts using just these three pieces of equipment if you know how to do it. And the book shows you how to literally create that many different routines. So it's literally a lifetime's worth of workouts. That's how I like to write my books, and that's what I put in here. So it makes it simple instead of making it so complex. I hate complex. I'm sure you do, and that's the reason why a lot of people hate exercise. It makes it too hard. So I made it easier for people.
I like that. Now, are all of these exercises modifiable? I mean, can you be at any fitness level to start?
You can. What I did, I had 36 of the top trainers in the United States assist me with pulling together what we figure are about 250 of the best, most impactful exercises that you can do with all three of those exercise tools. And there are ways to adjust those exercises, but more importantly, it shows you how to do it right. A lot of times people think an exercise like a kettlebell swing is extremely difficult, but it's that they're doing it wrong. So the book shows you how to do the exercises properly, and that minimizes your risk of injury. And you find it's a little easier to do in that it doesn't hurt the muscles that it shouldn't. It works muscles that it should.
All right, well, let's talk about some of those muscles we're going to work when we're pushing and then pulling and then swinging, if you can kind of walk us through our bodies.
I can, sure. Now, whenever you push a weight, there are certain muscle groups that are typically responsible for that job. They contract and they lengthen when you push it. So chest, your quadriceps, your glutes, you know, your derrière muscles, I like to call them, your triceps and your calves. But when you pull a weight, conversely, you work different muscle groups. You typically work your back muscles, the lats that flare out to your side, your glutes to some degree, but your hamstrings, which are the back of your thighs, your biceps, your forearms, and even your abdominals. So the swinging exercises are ones that can work any of those type of muscle groups, but they also challenge the core muscles, because whenever you bring a weight up and down and swing it out to your side, it challenges your stability. And those stabilizing muscles have to come in and keep your body from shifting from left to right, back and forth, while you do the exercise. So all by combining those three motions into one workout, you instantly and without thought create a workout that's full, that's a full body workout that's balanced.
You know, it's interesting. I've been seeing a physical therapist because I have a what's called an MCL strain. So if you imagine you're touching the inside of your knee a little bit down on your leg. And, you know, I kept saying to him, why do I keep getting all these issues? I try to exercise. As soon as I push it, I get out of balance. So he told me to turn around. He took a picture of my feet from behind. It was unbelievable. He said, when you were, now this didn't really happen. It was kind of cute. He goes, when you were a baby, the doctor came and took your legs and put your right one on the right and left. You know, they switched the places. My left foot was so pronated, meaning tipped to the ground, and my right foot was straight, that it looked like they had been switched places. And I never noticed that before. And all of a sudden, it started making sense why I'm so imbalanced. And so thankfully, I'm working on the right muscle groups to strengthen, to help that issue. But it's hard when you start out with issues. And it's even more difficult to get past them. But I'm sure you've seen people overcome these things.
I have. You know, you see a lot with athletes that enjoy a specific sport, particularly runners. Running in itself works the muscles that are behind you. So that's why you'll see runners, but they'll have a what they call a sway back, where their belly seems extended because their back is arched. And that's because the muscles that are behind them, their lower back, their hamstrings, their glutes, calves, they tighten up and they pull against the muscles in the front. And because many runners don't cross-train for the most part, they stick with their activity. They never do any sort of weight training or any type of other exercise that might challenge the muscles in front, the mirror muscle. They actually ignore the mirror muscle. And that causes their body to get, again, out of alignment, and it can impact their performance in a race. So, again, it just comes back to looking at your body as a complete package and asking yourself, what am I leaving on the table when it comes to my workout routine? And this is Push-Pull Swing's a book that pretty much makes it easy to never leave anything on the table. You're always going to hit every muscle group, front to back, head to toe.
Now, when did you get interested in health and fitness, Myatt?
Oh, at the age, I'd say 13. I used to, Bruce Lee was my idol, and I've been exercising about 30 years. And I myself have gone through weight ranges from 135 to as high as 200 pounds at a body frame of 5'6". So I've seen all the different impacts of various forms of exercise on myself. And over the last 20 years, starting as Men's Health's first fitness editor, I've worked for every men's and women's magazine across the board, and have worked and written fitness articles for Shape, Self, Women's Health, going across the board. So men's and women's side have had to look at the different issues that both sexes have had. And you know what? The routines and the solutions for their issues are pretty much the same. People think that women and men exercise differently, but they really don't have to. There's a lot of things that kind of cross-translate for both sexes in terms of burning fat, building lean muscle, and just improving your overall health. So that's the one misnomer that over the 30 years of doing this and writing about it for 20, I'd love to share with the audience to make them understand that there is no best way. The best way is the way that you stick with. That's the best. And that's the way to always look at exercise.
That makes so much sense. Mike, I'm so glad you came on the show. I can't wait to get your book. I want to try this out. I got to get back in balance and try these things and really stay as strong as I can. We all need to stay in shape. So, Mike, thank you so much. How do we learn more about you?
You can go to MyattMurphy.com. That's M-Y-A-T-T, Murphy.com. Or the book you can find in bookstores nationwide, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's Book Million.
Terrific. Maya, thank you so much. I'd love to have you back again. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and be well.